Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So, of course, Monday, yesterday, was the Catholic Feast of Epiphany, and the Vatican used it as an opportunity to make an announcement regarding the new Archbishop for Washington, D.C. And it seems like maybe he picked somebody who was like-minded, like the Pope, that is, and unlike the incoming administration. Kind of hard to tell. There's certainly some politics at play here, it would appear. Eben Brown of Fox News Radio has been covering that story. And Eben, welcome in. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, Wilton Gregory, the cardinal who's being replaced, spent much of his career, many years here, just outside of St. Louis in Belleville, Illinois. So a lot of St. Louis Catholics were already familiar with Wilton Gregory. Tell us about the new guy.
So this new Archbishop for Washington, D.C., is someone who has been a bishop for a while in San Diego. His name is Robert McElroy, and he is a cardinal. Okay. So that's more than just being a regular old bishop or archbishop. He is elevated to the College of Cardinals. He's a prince of the church, as it's said. And he will be taking this role in Washington, D.C., at not the nation's largest Catholic archdiocese. That's New York, although I'm calling you from South Florida, and the people in Miami would like to have a word with them. But perhaps a influential archdiocese, because it's Washington, D.C. And what's interesting here is that Cardinal McElroy is not known for being a traditionalist. He's not known for being someone who has espoused the more, call them strict or traditional or typical Catholic, especially American Catholic stances on things, and has been much more aligned with the politics and proceedings of Pope Francis. For instance, he is not denying communion to LGBT members of the church who are still active, sexually active, and has said that politicians who support abortion rights should also not be denied communion. This is very much in line with Pope Francis and very much against what many of the members of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have espoused. And so why put such a person into this very prime position in Washington, D.C.? And it could be one thing. One, it could be that the Pope is trying to, put his allies in key positions, just in, as any leader of an organization would, whether, you know, regardless of how you agree or disagree. But this also comes just as President-elect Trump names as a nominee as the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican a very prominent Catholic activist who is an open critic of Francis's papacy.
Yes.
And his name is Brian Birch. And so so you can ask the question, is this a response to that? Is this a reply by the pontiff to President Trump, who I think that they're, interactions have been few, and they have often somehow, you know, sometimes criticized one another openly.
Well, this guy is also, McElroy, has also spoken out against Trump. So it seems like that would be the logical response, is this was kind of like a jab back.
I mean, it certainly can be inferred, yes. I mean, there's no statement from the Vatican with the Pope saying, yes, I'm putting this man here because of this, that, and the other thing.
Sure.
But one can make the inferences, of course, and I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, I wondered, and how much of a role immigration might have played in this, because McElroy's also been pretty vocal in his opposition, and so has the Pope, for that matter, to mass deportations, correct?
Well, they have been, this Pope specifically has been very much against the Trump idea of stronger borders and whatnot, and I think for a couple of reasons. One, I think that there's a general attitude among churches that people, government should be taking care of the needy. And so in many cases, the migrants are viewed as people who are needy. You can agree or disagree, or you can state other evidence that suggests you have people who are coming here crossing borders illegally and have nefarious ideas. And you would be probably right there. We have plenty of evidence of that, of course. We know this now, right?
Yes.
And yet there is also, and I am not a Catholic, I'm an outsider looking in, but there is a lot of thinking that a lot of people who would be coming from South America to the United States might themselves quite often be Catholic.
Right.
And you can ask the question, is the church looking out for its own?
Yeah, it's a good point. And I found that just interesting, that the timing is very interesting. But for all I know, Wilton Gregory had already announced his retirement a long time ago, but the timing seems certainly pointed here.
Yes, Cardinal Gregory was, he's already, I believe, 2 years past the age of retirement.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was, I guess, time. There's normally I think it's 75. That is the required age for retirement for priests, unless they are the Pope, who serves in a lifetime position, unless they resign the way Benedict did. But normally everyone else is made to retire at 75. And I think Gregory did that, or at least put in the papers, as they say, right?
Yes.
The old cop speak, but he stuck around for a reason or two. And, this is how it's being resolved now.
Evan Brown, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Yep. All right. Good. Yeah. I didn't realize that Wilton Gregory, the archbishop there, the Cardinal Wilton Gregory, I guess is how I should refer to him, was the first black cardinal from the United States appointed by the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that when I went back and looked at it. This should be interesting, because
they were sorry to see him go in Belleville.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Well, they had issues before that.
Yes, they did. Yes, the
major,
whole
major.
Yeah,
issues.
The sexual abuse story had popped its head up as well, and that's one of the things he was dealing with in D.C. as well. But now he's on his way out the door and into retirement, it looks like. Yeah, that story popped up, and I'm like, wow. So that involves somebody we'd be familiar with locally, and as I've said before, I'm not Catholic. I'm just looking at this on the outside. The current Pope is very progressive in his politics, and that has not sat well with a lot of people who consider themselves conservative Catholics, particularly on the abortion issue.
It shouldn't. It should not sit well with them.
Well, I'm just saying it was part of the campaign this year for a lot of people. And I know that personally, in speaking to some people I know who are Catholic, the homilies at a number of churches locally focused on who are you voting for in this election, not by name, but on what their policies were. Can you go out and vote for someone who is pro-abortion? And many of their homilies suggested, no, you shouldn't do that. Now, obviously, they're probably in opposition to their Pope in saying that, because clearly, the guy that's taken over in D.C. does not believe that.
It's like offering communion to the members who support abortion or the LGBTQ. You're not trying to say they're a terrible person, but they're going against the church's, the Bible, what it teaches.
And correct.
You should not be able to, in my opinion, receive communion for that reason.
And sometimes there's a difference there, right, between what the church says and what the Bible says. You can't get around that sometimes, the human influence, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.